Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're going to learn about some volunteer opportunities at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system and a job fair for veterans coming up soon. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
The 4th of July holds great meaning for our nation as we officially declared our independence from Great Britain in July of 1776. After the vote for independence took place on July 2nd, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail and remarked that the day will be celebrated by succeeding generations of Americans as the Great Anniversary Festival, with pomp and parade, games and sports, and bells and bonfires from one end of the continent to the other. The prediction was accurate, and each summer we pause on the 4th of July to celebrate our country's independence, but also our American ideals of opportunity, equality, and democracy. Today we celebrate Independence Day by spending time with friends and family, attending parades and barbecues, and watching fireworks. As you take part in these festivities, have fun and also be safe. Happy Independence Day from your Minnesota National Guard.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said earlier, we want to talk today about volunteer opportunities at the Minneapolis VA Hospital and Fort Snelling Cemetery and trying to find some drivers to help get our veterans to their appointments at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And joining me now to talk about that is Rhonda Beauvais, who is the Acting Director of the Department of Voluntary Community Resource Service at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Rhonda, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Rhonda, can you tell me how long have you been working out at the VA?
It'll be 22 years in August.
And have you been working with volunteers all that time?
I worked in lab service first for 9 years, and then I transferred to voluntary service, and I've been there 13 years.
Well, Rhonda, I'm a patient out at the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Medical Center, and everybody out there is just so wonderful when you walk in, and we see volunteers everywhere if we look, but if we don't look and just go to our appointments, they're still all over the place. And how would that hospital operate without volunteers? And I understand you've got 1,500 of them.
Not quite that many, but close. We're at about 1,300. We would not be able to operate without our volunteers. They're incredible. They help us in just about every department there, and it allows our staff to focus on the clinical aspect and their absolute duties so we can take better care of our veterans. And yet the volunteers add so much compassion and caring to what goes on there.
Now, Rhonda, I know that most of the veteran service organizations have offices out there, and I know a lot of veterans that are friends of mine that volunteer out there, and some of them are associated with some of those various veteran service organizations. But who are these 1,300 people? What kind of ages? Where do they come from? What's their background?
All kinds of backgrounds. The majority of our volunteers are in their 70s, believe it or not. The next largest group is in their 60s. We have our youngest at 14 years old, and our oldest right now is 97.
Oh, my.
We actually have 16 volunteers in their 90s. We did have one volunteer that volunteered right up until the end. She was 103 years old.
I think I read about her.
Yes.
Was there for just decades.
Yes. Incredible.
And wasn't she there almost every day?
Not every day, once a week,
oh,
for
okay.
Sure.
Well, that gave her something to look forward to then, didn't it?
That's right.
Now, you've got 1,300-some volunteers. You're always looking for more, right?
Always. Many of our longtime volunteers are kind of aging out of the system, so we always need additional volunteers. We never turn them away.
So for all my Vietnam veteran buddies that are retiring, they better get out there and volunteer one day a week, right?
Absolutely. Send them my way.
We'll see what we can do about that. What types of things do you have these volunteers doing?
All kinds of things. As we briefly mentioned, volunteer drivers, they come from all over the state and even neighboring states. So they do register through our office. We do have requirements for them, but our staff helps them get through the process. We have escort volunteers that transport primarily inpatients to their appointments or from their room, say, down to escort. We also have last watch volunteers that provide comfort to a veteran in their final hours when maybe there's no other family around. And the Memorial Rifle Squad volunteers at the Fort Snelling Cemetery. They provide a final salute and honors to our fallen heroes. We have Fisher House volunteers. We actually have two Fisher Houses at our campus, and those volunteers make meals for the family members that are staying there.
We're speaking with Rhonda Bovaire from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Rhonda, if someone wants to volunteer, what's the process? How do they apply to become a volunteer?
It's really quite simple. They just need to call our office, and we ask two questions. The first, can they commit to 4 hours a week for a minimum of 6 months? And then if they've been an inpatient in any hospital in the last 6 months, we ask them to wait until 6 months past their discharge date.
So you want to make sure they're healthy and they're not spreading any kind of disease or problem.
Right, and that we're not abusing them.
Well, that too. They might want to get out there and volunteer too soon.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they just set up an appointment to meet with one of our specialists. The specialist does the application with them on the computer. During that first appointment, they interview them, talk about their work history, hobbies, their interests, and then discuss some of the available assignments, what their availability is. And they do have to be fingerprinted, and we do have background checks. So we have to wait for that clearance before they can start volunteering.
Just as a caution to make sure you keep your patients safe.
That's right. That's important.
So for our listeners, if anyone wants to volunteer at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, just look that up on the internet, Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and click on volunteer or donate. And under volunteer, partway down the page, there's a phone number for you to call to get an appointment to be interviewed and sign up as a volunteer and go out and help Rhonda and help her take care of all of our veterans out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Now, Rhonda, if some of our listeners are interested in volunteering at the cemetery, Fort Snelling Cemetery, or in becoming drivers, do they call you at that same way?
At the cemetery, we want them to check with the rifle squad first and make sure what days are available for volunteers. I know they're looking for Saturday help. That's a new service they offer there. And so they check with them first, and they work with them, and then they will send them our way. For the drivers, if they want to drive locally, they call our office. And if there's people listening that are out in the state, they can call their local county Veterans Service office.
Or they can go to davmn.org, and they can sign up that way because the DAV supplies a lot of the vans that you use.
That's right. They donate them to us.
Yes, ma'am. Rhonda, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to dig in a little bit to some of the things that the volunteers do to help keep the Minneapolis VA Medical Center running. We're speaking with Rhonda Bovaire from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking today with Rhonda Bovaire, who is the Acting Director of the Department of Voluntary Community Resource Service at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And that's kind of a long title, Rhonda. What all do you do out there?
You name it, I do it.
So you recruit and train volunteers, get them qualified.
We do.
And then you have to keep a schedule and make sure you've got enough people to cover all the positions every day.
Absolutely.
So yes. That's why you need that many volunteers. You're at 1,300. You could use a couple hundred more, though, right?
At least. Yes.
So the call is out today. If anybody has time to go out and spend at least 4 hours a day, one day a week, then you need to go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center website and click on volunteer or donate, and we'll go partway down the page into volunteer, and you'll find the phone numbers and you'll find a discussion of what you need to do to apply to become a volunteer. But please do that, and let's fill out the volunteers for Rhonda. And Rhonda, we were talking about the fact that you need volunteers at the hospital, and there's lots of duties there. But we also talked about the Fort Snelling Cemetery, and they've got a rifle squad out there that's been at it for decades. Matter of fact, we're going to have them on the show July 12th, so that weekend we'll have them on and talk about the fact that I think they just finished their 75,000th ceremony at Fort Snelling Cemetery, and that's just incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible. They are such dedicated volunteers. They've never missed a service yet, and they are amazing. I don't know how they can wear their uniforms out there and brave the elements when it's really hot, days like today, or really cold in the middle of winter. And some of the guys are, you know, in their 80s, close to 90.
So they're showing the post office how to do it. Rain,
they
shine,
are.
Snow, sleet, doesn't matter. They're there.
Haven't missed a
single one. And we need some new recruits to join that squad out at Fort Snelling, because some of those folks have been doing that for decades, and we need to put some youth on the team, don't we?
Yes.
So if you want to participate in that, you can also go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center and do that, or can they call the Fort Snelling Cemetery to try and apply for that as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then we talked about drivers. And we've had the Minnesota DAV, Disabled American Veterans, on the show many times, and they raise a lot of money, and they buy a lot of vans and turn them over to you and the county veteran service officers, and they take care of getting the vans. But all of the drivers are volunteers.
Right.
And we need volunteer drivers all over Minnesota.
Exactly.
So what they're doing there is if you're healthy, you've got a current driver's license and a clean record, and if you want to become a volunteer driver, you can call your county veteran service officer. You can check on davmn.org, or you can go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. We need drivers all over Minnesota, and those drivers are to make sure that our veterans can get back and forth to their appointments, correct?
Right. And the DAV is actually looking into expanding into some areas that are underserved for the transportation. So I know they're looking for some very specific areas. Up by Ely is one of them. So way up there.
Well, they've been on and talked about bringing their vans and bringing people into Duluth and then put them on a bus and then send them down to Minneapolis. So there's a big effort to try to make sure that all of our veterans that are eligible can get to their appointments and get the care that's so important at the Minneapolis VA Hospital.
Right. The care they deserve.
Care they deserve. They've earned it too, haven't they?
They have.
Now, we're fortunate. The Minneapolis VA Medical Center has not one, but two Fisher Houses. Can you tell our listeners what's a Fisher House and what's that about?
A Fisher House is like a Ronald McDonald House, if you're familiar with that, where family members of veterans that are inpatient in the hospital and maybe they're there for an extended period of time, those family members can stay at the Fisher House. So it's free of charge. There's food there. Our staff buy food that's on hand that they can help themselves, so they don't have to go out to restaurants every day, and they don't have that expense. It's huge.
So it's like a mini hotel, but it's got an open kitchen area, an open living room area, and you need to man that with some volunteers to help those families that are staying there while their veteran is getting some kind of medical treatment at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system.
Right. This year we just added a raised garden bed, so we're going to do some sustainable gardening, and that's also the people staying there can help out with that. There's so many that love to garden, so they can help weed and plant out there as well.
So if you're inclined to volunteer, you just need to go to Minneapolis VA Medical Center website, click on volunteer or click on volunteer or donate, and we would urge you to call and talk to Rhonda about what you'd like to do, because you've got a lot of different things need to be done.
We do, yes.
And it's not going to be strenuous.
No, they will enjoy it.
And some of your volunteers wear the red vests and show people how to get to a clinic, show people around, maybe push them there on a wheelchair, those type of things.
Right. Yeah, that program actually was recognized by a visitor from Washington, D.C. this year, or last year, and he was so impressed by those volunteers that they've actually implemented the program nationwide at all the VAs. So, if there's any snowbirds in Minnesota that go south for the winter, they should be able to go to any VA and see some volunteers in a red vest or jacket.
So volunteer here in the summer and volunteer somewhere else in the winter.
Exactly.
Works for me. So go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center website, click on volunteer or donate. Before we run out of time, Rhonda, I want to talk about donate. There's a space there that says e-donate, and there's a number of things they can donate to, the adult day center, mental health hospice treatments, the Fisher House funds, all of those various things. So we're looking for monetary and non-monetary donations as well.
Right. So one of our funds that depletes very often is called our Emergent Needs Fund. And that provides assistance to veterans where all other resources have been exhausted. They're working with a social worker. So it might be so their electricity doesn't get cut off. We might pay their bill for that, or help them with the housing application, the fee for that.
So you're kind of a last resort. If all the other resources
exactly.
are used up, you might be able to help a little bit.
Right. So that's the one fund that's just wonderful, wonderful assistance.
Once again, you can go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center website, click on volunteer or donate. And there's some information there on donating monetary donations. Non-monetary donations, you list some things, make final salute quilts, make wheelchair bags, personal hygiene items, gift cards. If people want to do some of that's like arts and crafts, those type of things,
right. They
can just call you and you can walk them through that.
Right. And all donations do come to our office at the VA. We're on the fourth floor. And one thing we can always use, too, is coloring books. I know that sounds odd, but we make children's activity bags, and they're distributed to the clinic areas, so children that come with their parents to an appointment have something to do, and they get to take it home with them when they leave that day. Those have been super popular.
Very good. So anybody out there listening to the show, if you're inclined to volunteer and inclined to volunteer to help our veterans and their families, there's something for you at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, and Rhonda can help you figure that out. So go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center, click on volunteer or donate. Just read through that. There's a number to call, and they'll work it out. And Rhonda, I hope you get lots of volunteers, because they've made that hospital a very pleasant place to go as a patient, from a patient standpoint. And I'd like to thank you for joining us today to talk about the volunteer activities at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
Thank you, Tom. I enjoyed it.
That was Rhonda Beauvais from the Minneapolis VA Medical Center talking about volunteer opportunities at the VA, at the Fort Snelling Cemetery, and drivers. So please go to the Minneapolis VA Medical Center website for more information. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about a job fair for veterans. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to talk about an upcoming job fair for veterans. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
July is Hire a Veteran Month in Minnesota. The governor has proclaimed this month to create awareness of the talent and character employers will find when they hire veterans. Who are the movers and shakers in your community? They may not boast about their service, but if you ask, you will find that many of them are veterans. They are the leaders who take initiative when something needs to be done. Give them the opportunity and they will exceed your highest standard. The men and women who have worn the uniform are driven to succeed. They are poised and ready for their next mission, their mission back home in Minnesota. This mission will be in companies and small businesses across the state. If you are looking for a smart, dependable employee, look to a veteran. For additional information on how to hire a veteran, go to MinnesotaVeteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelato. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. joining us now to talk about a veterans career fair or job fair coming up is from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, is the director of the Office of Veterans Employment, Jim Finley. Jim, that was a mouthful. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom.
The commissioner says July's Hire a Veterans Month.
It is. In fact, we're very fortunate. The governor's been very supportive all along. So has Adjutant General. This is actually the 12th year that we've done this. And for the last several years, there's been a proclamation by the governor that July is Hire a Veteran Month.
Hire a Veteran Month, so we've got to get this done for the commissioner.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, that's your job. You came out of the Army in 1977 and went to work for the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. You've been helping veterans ever since.
I have. You know, it's something that I got into and found that I really enjoyed it and was good at it. And I enjoy not only working with veterans, but working with businesses, trying to make that connection. And 41 years later, I'm still doing it.
You're lucky to pick that job, that particular job, and have something you like to do and do it for decades.
Absolutely. I've got a great team. You know, those are the ones that get the credit. I know where all the work gets done. And it's in the field, in the workforce centers, with the veterans employment reps working day to day, shoulder to shoulder with veterans that come in.
So for all our veterans out there, if you're looking for employment, they can come over to your office and get some help.
Absolutely. There's 47 workforce centers across the state of Minnesota. You can go to our website, which is mn.gov/deed, and there will be a link there to the workforce centers. You can also add a /veterans at the end of that, and you can find exactly where your veterans employment reps are located, too.
Indeed, there is DEED.
Correct.
And it stands for that long name we just said.
Correct.
The Department of Employment and Economic Development.
Correct.
So, Jim, every year you come on the show and you tell me about a job fair, and you got another one coming up on July 18th.
We do. As I mentioned, it's actually our 12th one. We're back at Earl Brown Center this year again. We had the first 10 there, and then last year they were doing some remodeling. But we're back at Earl Brown, which is a great facility. We're going to have about 155 employers there. We're going to have service providers like the VA, the Vet Center, and some of those folks that provide services and resources to veterans. We've also got a number of HR professionals from Yellow Ribbon Companies in Minnesota. They're going to come in and do resume reviews and mock interviews and just generally help veterans with that job search process, kind of from the other side of the table, from the HR side of the table.
So they can practice their elevator speech?
Absolutely. In fact, we've got some workshops going on in the workforce centers, too, on how to prepare for a job fair. And, in fact, this specific job fair for veterans.
Now, Jim, are our veterans still having trouble translating the experience they had in the military to their resume and being able to describe that to the future or hopefully the next employer?
They do. They struggle with that, especially younger veterans that are coming out. We've got some resources for that. In fact, if you do a Google search on military skills translator, you'll come up with about a dozen. We suggest you go to Career One Stop. And there's another one out there, My Next Move for Veterans. But that'll allow you to put in your MOS or your military occupational skill, and it will spit out a number of different occupational titles that would be kind of commensurate with the same kind of skills that you used in the military. And then from there, you can actually start scanning information that will allow you to take some of those civilian words for the military things that you did, so employers can understand that.
We're speaking with Jim Finley about an upcoming Veterans Career Fair on July 18th, 2018 on Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Jim, I know I've looked at your website this morning, and there's a couple of pages there about preparation tips. If people are coming out there, they're going to have an opportunity at this Veterans Career Fair to meet employers, and they probably shouldn't come out there in their sandals and cut-off shorts and a half shirt. They really should do some things to get ready. Can we go through that?
You bet. Although every year we do have a couple of folks that wander in flip-flops. We suggest people come to this career fair like they'd go to an interview. And that doesn't necessarily mean a shirt and tie. It's going to depend on the kind of work that you're doing. The common wisdom on this is dress for an interview like the best dressed person actually doing that job. So if that's a job where you're driving or something like that, you probably would not have a shirt and tie on. There are other tips as far as the kinds of things that you talk about when you approach an employer. You mentioned the elevator speech. You have to have kind of planned out. What are you going to say when you walk up to an employer? You've got to have something prepared that's going to interest them. And there again, we can help you work on those elevator speeches, as they call them, so you're prepared when you approach some of the employers. Again, there's 155 there. This is a great opportunity to get in front of a large number of employers. In fact, we're doing the career fair this year from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. because we're trying to attract veterans who may not be unemployed but are underemployed.
They're getting less than 40 hours a week.
Right, correct.
And they'd like to have a full-time job and benefits.
Correct, exactly.
Now, for our listeners, if you go to mn.gov/DEED, you'll find information on the Veterans Career Fair. And one of the things, we'll talk about this in a minute, Jim, there's a list of employers that are attending. And it's a long list. But if you see some employers on that list that you'd like to get to because you'd like to be in that industry, then get prepared, wear appropriate clothing, think of some questions to ask about the job, about the employer, correct, about some of those things. Don't ask about salary or benefits at the fair. Just, you want to endear yourself to those employers, right, and show them that you're ready to go.
Right.
But ask some questions, and then the most important thing after the career fair, follow up.
Absolutely. You got to come with a plan. Like anything that's important in your life, you got to have a plan. And so we recommend that people look at that list of employers, identify six or eight that you absolutely don't want to leave that career fair without talking to, and then fill in the rest of the time with other employers. Maybe have some secondary employers marked.
Okay, let's go over this job fair again. It's at the Earl Brown Center on July 18th. It's a Wednesday, and it runs from 2 to 6 p.m.
Correct.
It's the Earl Brown Heritage Center that's up on Highway 100, up by 694 generally.
Right, right.
And there's directions on your website, and there's a lot of information about employers, service providers, and staff that can help you with your resumes. And I highly recommend that you read that page on preparation tips, because it's just common sense. It's
absolutely
good stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, Jim, how many employers are going to be there now? How many opportunities?
155 employers. In fact, on the website, they also list the kinds of positions they're going to be hiring for. So that'll also help you zero in on some things. Again, this year, we're going to have photographers up there that will take a LinkedIn photo for you free of charge, so you can update your LinkedIn site. Again, another tool that you'll hear us talk a lot about, because it still is very prominent in that space, that recruiting space.
So, for instance, I'm looking at Cargill, and they're talking about they have 150 openings in Minnesota and over 700 openings nationwide.
Right.
So this isn't just here. It's Cargill's a big company, and
right,
3M is right there on the first page, but they're looking for employees in the supply chain,
right,
manufacturing, logistics, finance, IT, operations, and sales. And there's some information about all of these employers that are listed here about what they're looking for.
Right.
So it'd be advisable for our listeners, if you want to come to this career fair, do a little bit of homework. Go
yes.
to mn.gov/DEED, and click on the attending employers and read through there and find, what would you say, four or five that you really want to meet with?
Yeah, half a dozen. You want to make sure that you hit the ones that interest you the most. It might be the occupations or the jobs they have available. It may just be the company. A lot of people want to work for Cargill because Cargill's a great Minnesota company.
But, so be prepared. Do right. your homework. Look at this list. Pick out the targets that you want to meet.
Right.
And make sure you dress appropriately and come on out. And if you have any questions, just look for Jim or one of his career resource people. How do you refer to your gang?
Veterans employment reps will be in some snappy blue shirts.
Jim's gang will be in snappy blue shirts.
And before you leave an employer's table, always get a business card. not only at that point do you know who to contact, but you're also going to be spelling their name right when you reply.
And use that for your follow-up.
That's right.
And they're going to be impressed with your follow-up, and you'll have an opportunity to get on with that employer. Jim, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this career fair on July 18th at the Earl Brown Center with Jim Finley from Minnesota Deed. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We've been talking to Jim Finley today from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development about their 12th annual Veterans Career Fair, which is going to be held on Wednesday, July 18th at the Earl Brown Heritage Center from 2 to 6 p.m. There's lots of information on his website, mn.gov/deed. There's some preparation tips there. If you're thinking about coming out, read through those. Dress appropriately for the jobs that you want to apply for. There's some background information, talks about employers, service providers, and other resources available. And Jim, I think one of the most important pages, if I was looking for a job, looking to be fully employed to get a job with benefits, I want to look at that attending employers page, because it not only lists a lot of employers, a lot of which are yellow ribbon companies.
Absolutely.
But it also says what they want. You want to, should we run through a minute for your sponsors here?
Sure. In fact, you know, I had add to that, Tom, this year we made a special emphasis on recruiting employers that pay family-sustaining wage jobs, which is, we've determined to be about $15 an hour plus benefits.
So these are good career positions.
So they're good career positions. We have employers with all kinds of jobs because we know there are veterans that may not be looking for a full-time job. They could be in school. They could be looking for part-time because they're near the end of their career. But we encourage people to come in, like we talked before, have a plan, identify the employers that you want to talk to. But we have some great sponsors this year, yes.
So we talked about 3M, Boston Scientific's there, Cargill, they have jobs in Minnesota and all over the country.
Right.
McGuff Construction, Mediacom, United Health Group, and Upper River Services. This is going to be your next position, a deckhand. They're looking for a deckhand job.
I'm looking forward to that. Can they train an old grunt to be a deckhand? I hope so.
There might be fear on the river. I don't know, Jim. But then there's also what we talked about is be prepared. If you take a look at this list of employers, as we said, Upper River Services is looking for deckhands, barge cleaners, and welders.
Right.
So spot the things that you want to go to. There's all kinds of companies here. Alina Health is out there looking for some people. Best Buy is looking for help in corporate and retail. Braun Intertech, construction materials testing technicians, drilling assistants, drilling crews. City of Minneapolis Police Department looking for a few good men.
State Patrol.
The FBI is in here, and they're looking for special agents, intelligence analysis, all kinds of things. And you do have the State Patrol. We got Hormel Foods looking for some production people. Klein Bank, you want to go into banking.
You bet.
This is quite a list. Land O'Lakes, a longtime Minnesota company, are looking for supply chain, finance, supervisor, and maintenance. The Mayo Clinic, they're always looking for nurses. They're looking for business, finance, clerical, clinical labs, nurses, of course, Medtronic, information technology, engineering. I mean, this is the who's who. Minnesota State Patrol is looking for troopers, commercial vehicle inspectors, Capitol Security, dispatchers. I mean, Jim, you name it. Thomson Reuters in here. They've got a whole list of people they're looking for. Here it is. Here it is, Jim. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Oh, boy.
They got a variety of full-time, part-time, and seasonal positions. What veteran wouldn't want to get in on that?
All veterans want to get in on that.
Stay away from them at that job fair.
It's like Minnesota DNR. And in fact, you remind me, State of Minnesota is going to have a table there, is going to have a booth at this career fair for vets who are interested in going to work for the State of Minnesota, which is a great employer.
And, of course, we got XL Energy, U.S. Bank. This is a who's who list. Go to mn.gov/deed. Take a look at that list. Maybe some lucky veterans will get hired by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Absolutely. In fact, Tom, if you go mn.gov/deed/VCF, as in Veterans Career Fair, I believe it brings you right to the site.
And right on the front page, you can see it anyway. Click on it. Take you to all these pages. Once again, Jim, tell us about the date and location.
So we're July 18th. The time is going to be 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's a change from all the years previously because we're trying, again, to attract veterans who may be looking for a better job that are already employed, but they're underemployed. It's going to be at the Earl Brown Center on July 18th again. We welcome all veterans. We welcome their spouses. We're anxious to get a chance to talk to you.
And go to mn.gov/deed. Do your preparation tips. Look at those employers. Look for the jobs that you're dreaming of having, whether you want to work for Cargill, you want to go to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, right. You want to work for the state of Minnesota. They're all there. And if you go to the Fish and Wildlife, just to push Jim out of the way and move to the front of the line. And if you have any questions when you get there, look for Jim. And I'm in trouble for this, I'm sure. And Jim's gang, they're all wearing these blue shirts, and they'd be happy to help. Right, Jim?
Absolutely.
Final thoughts. We just got 30 seconds.
Well, again, I would say workforce centers, a pitch just for the workforce centers, are a place where there are resources available to job seekers of all kinds. Veterans get priority of service in those workforce centers, but everybody in a workforce center provides services to veterans. So we encourage you to check out your local workforce center. I encourage you to go to that website, mn.gov/deed/VCF, or /veterans, and you can get a listing of the staff and the locations that they're at.
Jim, thanks for joining us again, and good luck with your job fair.
Thank you very much.
It's Jim Finley from the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development, the 12th Annual Veterans Career Fair, Wednesday, July 18th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Earl Brown Heritage Center. Joining me now is Robbie Robinson, who is the Goodhue County Veteran Service Officer and also the president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. Robbie, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Robbie, here we are. We're almost up to the July 4th holiday, and summertime is here. And how are our veterans doing?
Our veterans are doing great, and a lot of them are looking forward to celebrating the 4th of July.
You know, Robbie, we've talked to you all year long and learned a lot of great things, but maybe we should go back to the start here. Who are County Veteran Service Officers?
Well, Tom, County Veteran Service Officers, as per Minnesota statute, are veterans themselves and are the primary contact for veterans and their families who seek assistance with local, state, and federal veterans benefits.
And when were they, the County Veteran Service Officers, established here in Minnesota?
Well, County Veteran Service Officers were established by the Minnesota Legislature in 1945. And as per state statute, every county in Minnesota is required to appoint a County Veteran Service Officer. And you know, Tom, a lot of times I get asked, who do we work for? I mean, besides working for veterans, we're actually county employees. We're not employed by the federal government or the state. We are actually county employees.
So what all do County Veteran Service Officers do to help our veterans and their families?
Well, CVSOs, as we're so commonly called, collaborate with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and veteran service organizations as, in securing benefits for veterans, their families, and their survivors. We also disseminate information on veterans' benefits, assist in the application of federal and state benefits. We facilitate the referral process to appropriate outside agencies, I should say, such as Health and Human Services, and help with obtaining relevant military records.
So, Robbie, what we've said quite often over the course of the last year is, if you're a veteran, find your discharge certificate, your DD-214, and go into your county or the next county over, wherever you want to go, and introduce yourself to your county veteran service officer in case you need to find some resources or in case your family might need to find some resources in the future.
Yep, that's a fact. CVSOs are here to help our nation's heroes obtain their benefits, that they've rightly earned, so that we can celebrate the freedom that we celebrate on the 4th of July. And I'd just like to say for all CVSOs and their assistants in the state of Minnesota, I'd like to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
Yep, and I'll echo that. It's coming up quick. I don't know where the first half of the year went, Robbie, but I know you and all your fellow county veteran service officers have been busy taking care of our veterans.
Oh, yeah. We stay busy making sure that they get their benefits, make sure they make their medical appointments. So we stay busy helping them out in any way we can.
And so if they've got some type of claim related to their service, they should see their county veteran service officer. You can help them write up that claim and provide the proof, submit it, and hopefully get them some care somewhere here in Minnesota at the outpatient clinics or the VA hospitals.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Robbie, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem. I really enjoyed being on with you today, Tom, and happy 4th of July to you.
Same to you. That was Robbie Robinson, the Goodhue County Veteran Service Officer on Minnesota Military Radio. That's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Ms. Rhonda Beauvais, Jim Finley, Robbie Robinson, Commissioner Larry Shelleteau from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and our Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. 4th of July is right around the corner, so please join us next week and we'll talk to a Gold Star parent and about scholarship fund established in his late son's name. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.